Joe Biden struggles with anger issues, especially when questioned about family corruption. By Wendell Hasebo on April 4, 2022. President Joe Biden has consistently struggled with anger outbursts when peppered with unwanted questions, especially questions about the Biden family corruption. All throughout the presidential campaign and into his presidency, Biden has consistently used anger in an attempt to dispel questions he does not want to answer. According to the Republican National Committee's research team on Monday, Biden has leveraged his defensive anger at least 5 times when questioned about his family's business dealings. "Get your words straight, Jack," Biden shouted at a voter on the campaign trail. "No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion." "You're a damn liar, man," Biden snapped. Biden's history of anger flashes are a common feature among elderly males with senility, according to Tucker Carlson. "Uncontrollable flashes of anger are common among people who are aging, particularly among men, and they often accompany senility," Carlson explained last week. "Losing it is a very frustrating experience, and your heart goes out to anyone who is." Biden seems aware of his anger issues, for which he has once apologized. The Biden family business is only one topic that triggers Biden's anger. Inflation, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, election integrity, and his own state of mental fitness have also inflamed Biden. Before his presidency, Biden almost lost it when he was asked about his mental health during the 2020 campaign. Biden grew angry and popped off, "Come on, man. That's like you saying before you got on this program you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not?" he asked the interviewer. "What do you think? Huh? Are you a junkie?" Biden asked meanly. Just in the last several months of his presidency, Biden has lost his cool several times. When questioned in January about his comparison of those who oppose federalizing of elections to segregationists, he became indignant with a reporter. "Go back and read what I said," Biden shouted with a threatening voice. Biden also snapped in January when he was asked about his 40-year high inflation. "What a stupid son of a bitch," he said of a Fox News reporter. "I'm sick of this stuff. People think the reason for inflation is government spending more money," he angrily said another time about the deflation. Since Russia has threatened and invaded Ukraine, Biden has become more temperamental. When asked at the beginning of the conflict why he was waiting on Putin to make the first move, Biden responded by again snapping at the reporter's stupid question. "What a stupid question," he answered. Just 2 weeks ago, Biden's cognitive abilities showed no signs of improvement. 3 separate times in a span of a few days, Biden issued statements that the White House walked back via press releases. When he was questioned last week if he regretted some of the statements his administration had to rescind, such as Russian President Putin must be removed from power, Biden responded he was not backtracking on anything. "I'm not walking anything back," he told the reporter on live national television. It is unknown if Biden did not know his administration put out a retraction, or if Biden disagreed with his administration's retraction. Either way, European leaders rebuked Biden for his statement, which could embolden Putin. It is not the first time Biden has contradicted his own administration. Biden claimed 2 weeks ago during his trip to Europe that sanctions were never meant to deter Putin from invading Ukraine. "I did not say that. In fact, the sanctions would deter him, Putin," Biden said in contradiction to many of his administration officials. Biden's mental capacity is perhaps best defined by the polls. 58% of Americans believe Biden should receive cognitive test. Less than 25% of voters strongly believe Biden is mentally fit, healthy, and stable. 54% of adults think Biden is not mentally sound enough to serve as president. And just 29% of Americans believe President Joe Biden will pursue a second term in 2024. The polling is highlighted by 38 Republican lawmakers, along with Donald Trump's former White House physician and now Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX. In February, the lawmakers demanded in writing that Biden take a cognitive test upon fears he may have Alzheimer's disease. Noting Biden's changes in mood and personality and forgetfulness, the lawmakers said Biden's cognitive ability has been declining and is not just a recent trend but has become more apparent over the past 2 years. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.